What's going on? What's going on? So I'm just putting the I didn't even put the replacements in my top 10. So put the list up. Not really a Shane Falco fan that much. I don't know. Something about that movie is I never really liked. So honorable mentions, and it's like I said, you know, this is my personal top 10. I did put the one disclaimer. I'm not going to discuss The Sandlot. We all know The Sandlot is a perfect movie. There's no need to really get into the perfection that is that movie. Like it's like I put it in the thing. It transcends a sports movie to me. It's my favorite movie ever. We couldn't have had like a regular conversation about it. So I just put it, like I said, I put it at zero on the list if you see. So honorable mentions. And like I said, this is my personal my personal top 10. Love to hear what you guys think. What sports movies you guys love to have loved to seen and what you guys think. League of Our Own, classic Tom Hanks. I'm really rolling with that. I remember that was a good movie when I was younger. Best of the Best. I know it's a fight movie, but I mean they are technically there is a USA versus what is that Korea vibe competition that whole movie is based around. I don't like Longest Yard would definitely be in the honorable mentions. So let's get to the top 10. I got Hoosiers slash Unnecessary Roughness, Unnecessary Roughness, a gem from the 90s. Rob Schneider is the I think that's Rob Schneider who's doing the PA announcing in that movie. Hilarious. I have a Rocky. I got Rocky IV at number two, Justin. I mean, at number two. I really, I so okay. At number nine, I got Major League. Classic Willie Mays Hayes, Charlie Sheen. Gotta love it. Like I said, and at the end of the day, like I said, guys, this is like my top 10. Number eight, Happy Gilmore. You can't beat him fighting Bob Barker. At number seven, I just put Kevin Costner in general. I mean, if you take out Draft Day, who has more sports movie bangers than Kevin Costner? Really, I mean, Field of Dreams, For the Love of the Game. I had originally, I'm just gonna have Tin Cup in here. By itself, because Tin Cup is randomly one of my favorite movies. But Kevin Costner always kills when he's in a sports movie. Drake is just throwing out all these Angels in the Outfield. I watched it once. Wasn't my jam. Where are we at? Number six, Remember the Titans. I mean, Denzel. What more do we need to say? And I mean, that's like the quintessential football movie of my life. So. Gotta rock with Remember the Titans. Number five, Little Giants. I mean, the birth of my hate of the Cowboys right there started a Little Giants. Gotta love, you know, the Icebox, the annexation of Puerto Rico. Just some amazing shit in that movie. Shout out to Rick Moranis. I hope he's healed up since he got punched in the face. Got Little Giants at five. Number four. He Got Game. I'm a hooper. And He Got Game's like the best basketball movie to me. The Sixth Man could have been on this list as well. But He Got Game, just the entire like recruiting process and being, you know, have living through that process, like things that have happened in that movie have happened in my life. So that plus Denzel plus, you know, Jesus Shuttlesworth, it's just that's a fire movie. Any Given Sunday, number three. I mean, guys, they literally had Lawrence Taylor in here with a gold tooth, like playing middle linebacker in the movie. I can't, like, it's that's it goes beyond. Like, that movie is just crazy. Willie Beeman, the football scenes in it are dope. Al Pacino's, you know, the speeches that he makes and just his whole flow in that movie is top notch. At number two, Rocky IV. I mean, it goes without saying, you know, once you get up to these higher appearances, you know, these higher numbers like Rocky IV, it's think about the workout montages, the training montages when he's in the Lambo and doing the montage, Drago, like the death of Apollo, James Brown coming out there and doing the damn Living in America. Like that movie is like, hour and a half of just pure fire. Like that movie is amazing. And at number one, I got Mighty Ducks as a whole. D2 is my favorite Mighty Ducks personally. But the reason I put Mighty Ducks at number one, they're the only sports movie who has spawned a team and that team won a championship. So this movie, so Gordon Bombay and those guys literally birthed a movement that ended in a championship. The Anaheim Ducks won the Stanley Cup, and it's just I can't if the New York Football Giants were based off the Little Giants, that would be like unbelievable. The Anaheim Ducks are based off these movie ducks, so and that team won a championship. So I have to give Mighty Ducks the number one slot just off that simple fact there that them starting that movie being so fire literally spawned so much that they won a championship. Anybody got any more they want to add to the list? Varsity Blues, Drake. Yeah, that's one you could definitely put in there. Shout out to Tweeter. Not really a huge fan of Hoosiers. I just put it in there so like I felt like it was an OG and that we need to have one of the older sports movies in there. I pondered Brian's song, but I doubt a lot of people have seen that. Just some it's some good movies in here, man. Like I'm trying to think of what other good sports movies there are. I wasn't one of those people that thought Draft Day was terrible. I was very supportive of that. Drake, do you want to come up here and actually talk about some of this? Drake, what up? I mean, I
Hey,
think
can you
do
hear
we
me?
yeah.
Oh, perfect.
I mean, are any of us going to debate that Sandlot's like the best sports movie? Or are we all pretty good with that?
Sandlot is probably the best sports movie ever. I agree.
Okay, as long as we can agree on that, you're good by me. From there, I'm open to some discussion after that. But I was like, it's not even worth putting in the conversation with that.
Eli brings up a good one, Moneyball.
So I'm not gonna lie, I've never seen Moneyball.
I mean, as far as cast goes, yeah, as far as cast goes, that's like about as good as you can get in a sports movie.
I'll have to take you guys' opinion on that one. I don't know why. It's one of those movies that I just missed somehow. I'm not even sure how.
Are you not a
Blue
baseball guy?
Chips. I'm a sports guy. I don't know. A movie. It's just, I don't know. It was one of those movies
Blue Chips.
missed.
Man, I love Blue Chips. It's like not a good movie at all, like in
It's
terms of
not a good movie.
quality.
The basketball's so good though. Neon Badeau.
Yeah.
Shaq in that warehouse was like, look, on that chain, like that's one of my favorite like scenes in a movie ever. Like when the
They're
dudes are running across
so
the train, when they're running across the train tracks to get to him, like that
all of it.
is, no, that whole scene in Louisiana is fire.
Now the recruiting scenes are wild, like him driving in like Hicktown and seeing Larry Bird, like all of it was so good.
The random just how he was going about his cheating was hilarious, but
Hilarious.
and then he just goes and coach and teaches some kid on the court after he
Yeah.
does all this.
Well, I always wonder, like, was that like kind of illuminating at the time? Because when was that? That was like 1995, right?
Yeah.
So was that like illuminating at the time?
I mean,
Did people
I
like
was
know about
eight. I was
that?
eight, so I'm not the best one to tell you.
Yeah.
I
I
mean,
just.
it seemed it's that well, you know, that's I mean, I do remember the 90s. That's like when cheating, was paying the players was still like there wasn't even any leaning, the way that people think now. It was really like, it's the worst thing in the world to give money to the kids. So,
God forbid, right?
yeah, for sure. It's crazy. Todd said Glory Road. I was not a fan of Glory Road. Any, I mean, I just as a general rule, any timepiece that's kind of centered around racism, I just, not my thing. So Glory Road, even though Pat Riley ends up being on that Kentucky team, not my jam.
I think you missed on Coach Carter, by the way. I think Coach Carter was phenomenal.
What up, Howard?
Coach Carter.
I actually have Timo Cruz's speech from Coach Carter tattooed down my arm.
What was it? We are more we are powerful beyond measure or something like that.
Yeah, I have it tattooed on my arm.
My guy. I love that.
No, but man, I'm trying to think. Rookie of the Year was one of my favorite movies growing up.
Oh yeah, same for me. Like, but that doesn't really hold up. Like, if you show that to somebody who hasn't seen it before, I don't think that would hold up well. But like, for somebody that watched that as a kid, it still gets me every time.
Like, but like I said, there are certain movies that you know that were not the best movies, but I guess maybe because of my age at the time. Like I said, I got Unnecessary Roughness in my top 10.
Oh,
I just
you
remember
know what?
Being a kid and thinking that was up.
How has no one mentioned Celtic Pride?
I was going to say, okay, Celtic Pride, and do you remember The Fan, that weird movie with De Niro?
Yes.
Like,
yes.
I was going to, yeah, like, those are all ones that I was thinking about. And I was like, I wonder if I'd be the only person who thought The Fan was
no.
like, a good movie.
No.
He cut that
yes.
dude's tattoo off for Wesley Snipes. That was fucking, it was crazy.
I thought Celtic Pride was amazing, and I thought the ending was great, too, when they, like, kidnapped Deion Sanders.
Oh, yeah, I forgot they did that. Yeah. Man, like, nah, Celtic Pride was fire. I'm trying to think, what other movies are there? The Sixth Man, that was a good one.
Mm-hmm. How about Juana Man?
Hard pass.
Yo, that does not
Yo,
hold
I
up
love
well,
Juana
by
Man.
Juana Man in 2020 does not hold up well.
Does not. Does not.
No, when I was a kid, I loved Juana Man.
I loved it as a kid.
I became woke.
Oh, I'm tripping. I didn't even put Above the Rim in here.
Wait, maybe it's your mic, man.
Tupac's coming out.
Well,
come on, Kylie Watson. Oh man, RIP
I love
Nutso.
Above the Rim.
Yeah. I'm
can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can hear
yeah.
you now.
Oh, what, Howard? There you go.
Above the Rim was wild. I love that movie.
Justin said a couple people have said Rudy. I'm not the biggest fan of Rudy.
Me neither.
Rudy's kind of slow
I have
for
to
me.
Get. I have to get off the stage, but I just wanted to say, Carter, if you don't get out of here with that swashbuckling ass profile picture, I love roasting
what, is that
Carter.
Is that Carter blowing the bunny?
What is he doing? He looks like it is. He's bricking a layup. He's walking in non-water shoes.
He needs to get up on stage so we can see that logo bigger. I'm trying to think if there's anything else we missed. I mean, we've hit a lot of them.
You know, Bull Durham, but man, Raging Bull. Well, those are classic movies.
Right. I don't even know if those like fit in these categories.
Right. Like Cinderella Man, but that's not really a. Has anybody else seen Best of the Best? Or is that just me who thinks that's like that was like the best movie back in the 90s? Never seen Best of the Best? Oh, man. It's a whole like USA versus Korea karate movie. And
oh,
somebody,
what about
like,
What about Miracle?
Oh, what?
Miracle.
Yeah, I've seen it, but the hockey just,
It's not for you.
It's, it's just more of a timepiece than anything. Like, that doesn't really, I don't know. It's not really a sports movie because it's like a sports movie about something that really, I don't know. Just, it doesn't, it loses its appeal because you don't know who's going to win. Because you know the result, I guess.
Yeah, you can't watch a hockey movie unless Gordon Bombay is your coach, is what you're saying.
I'm pretty much. Like, I mean, if Dean Portman's not my defender, man, I'm not with it.
I hear you.
Trend. Oh, Who else? I'm trying to. Where else? I'm trying to just pick through my sports. Space Jam. I thought about putting the Space Jam 2. It was going to be the greatest movie ever. I think. How do you guys think? What do you think? How do you think Space Jam 2 is going to go?
It's going to suck. do you actually think it's going to be good?
I think the production value will be good.
Yeah,
it will be very well shot.
I trust Coogler to make a good movie, but the synopsis like leaked the other day online.
Yeah, I read it. It's not. Yeah, I guess Ronnie's in it though.
Yeah, but like that was. I think that was to be expected. By the way, do you with Space Jam 1, wasn't Eric Gordon like MJ's son in that movie?
I believe so.
Which is a crazy fact.
Space Jam is Love Space Jam slept on. I think Space Jam's a lot. Space Jam's a little slept on.
Space Jam has low key haters though.
Carter out here dropping Love and Basketball. Is Love and Basketball?
I love that movie.
I love that movie, but is that movie actually good?
It's a guilty pleasure of mine.
Like I think we love these movies for different reasons than they're actually good movies. So I mean,
yeah.
Like I said, it's really your personal preference on it. Love and Basketball. No, I mean, I don't know. As a basketball player, I think Love and Basketball was just too cliche for me. I don't know.
It was super cliche.
It made me never want to date a basketball player, and now my girlfriend's a basketball player. So,
so basically, that's your life, huh?
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much.
I dropped two for the money in the comments. Have you seen that?
Yeah, that's not bad. That's not bad. I can't remember like the last time I saw it, but
years ago.
I mean, yeah, that's been a minute.
That was like early Matthew McConaughey.
The McConaissance.
I'm googling sports movies.
Just running around. I mean, there's like I said, there's some. It's either, I feel like this whole category, this whole genre is so hit or miss. There's just like some good ones. There's some terrible ones. I'm glad nobody put Like Mike, because Like Mike was atrocious.
Seriously?
I hated Like Mike.
I loved it. The NBA, like that time of the NBA to me was like my favorite time, where you had like Chris Webber on the Kings and like Nash and Dirk with like the Mavs. Like I love that time in the NBA. So that movie hit home for me.
Like, did you ever see Eddie?
I did.
See, that's when the NBA was giving like the best, like giving that court side access to the games. Like, I love that. I love that the NBA is like one of those, you know, organizations that's willing to let, you know, people come in like that. And that's what makes helps the brand grow.
Did you ever see Gridiron Gang?
Of course, man. My dead homie drank before you.
How's that not in your top 10?
Man. I don't know. I'm just like, I don't know. I'm just, I don't know. Some movies, you know, some movies just don't do it for you. I just didn't. It seems too cheesy, too. Like,
it was cheesy.
Like, I don't know. I guess there's something to, I mean, you know the Mighty Ducks are going to win, but. You know, at a certain point, I like the fact that they get their asses kicked a couple times, but.
You a fan of Waterboy?
Of course. So many good sports movies, of course.
So many.
But like I said, is Waterboy a good movie, or that's just going to be like, that's a personal favorite of everybody, but I don't think that's like, I wouldn't put that as one of my favorite sports movies.
It's just an Adam Sandler comedy that happens to have sports involved.
Right. His new movie. I watched his Halloween movie the other day, and I think it might be the worst movie I've ever seen in my life.
He's just pumping out these Netflix movies that are just terrible.
Get your money, man. But like, it was like one of the worst movies I've ever seen in my life. It was horrible.
I mean, there's others too, like A League of Their Own. I don't know if that's a top 10, but
I put it on my honorable mention.
Low key, though, for me, like. Kingpin doesn't get talked about enough. Like, I think that's a hilarious comedy.
Yeah, I wouldn't think of it off top as a sports movie, even though it is. Like,
right, exactly.
It's a, yeah.
I'm just running through. I'm running through a lot of these on Google right now.
I was thinking about that. I was like, well, when I included best of the best, I'm like, well, technically, if you really want to get into it, like, what about The Warrior? That's a good one.
What was The Warrior?
The one with Tom Hardy. Is that what that is? Tom Hardy and he's like, Tom Hardy's like an MMA fighter.
Wait, did we say White Men Can't Jump?
No, we did not. Sydney Dean, I disrespected you.
Wow.
Fire movie.
Oh, so I'm in the sports comedies category right now, and there are some really good ones we're missing. Mr. 3000 with Bernie Mac. Anything Bernie Mac just gets me. Like, what was the movie where Chris Rock ran for president?
Head of State,
yeah. Like, Bernie Mac's a riot in that movie.
Those movies are like that. A lot of people don't know, but, like, it's like those TBS USA specials from back in the
day.
They just
throw those on a Sunday.
Those are the best.
Yep.
I'm trying to find this Tom Hardy movie.
You said it's called The Warrior?
I believe so.
Kicking and Screaming, another good one.
Yeah, Warrior. What about, you remember Ladybugs?
Mm-mm.
Oh, Rodney Dangerfield?
Oh, I mean, anything Rodney Dangerfield, I'm watching.
It was like Juana Man, but it was like a kid playing on a girl soccer team.
So it doesn't hold up in 2020 is what you're saying?
No.
Shoot.
They literally put a wig and, like, dressed him up in a dress, and, like, he, like, half the movies, this kid, like, dressed up faking being a girl.
Basketball, another comedy.
Ooh.
But I don't think any of these. Oh. You know what's got to be in there? Talladega Nights.
I guess that. Okay, my question would be then, if Talladega Nights in there, would you consider Blades of Glory a sports movie?
Oh, yeah. Okay. I mean, they're comedies first that have, like, a sports background. So, like, right. I guess they're not, like, true sports movies, but... Man, I'm cracking up at some of these. Rebound, did you ever see that?
Oh, with Martin? Oh,
yeah, with Martin Lawrence.
Man, there's way more than I thought of. I looked up, like, the top 20.
I think we need to be doing, like a top 25 instead of a top 10.
Jesus.
I mean, there's all those like, 90s Disney movies, too, like Air Bud. There's, like, The Big Green. Did you ever see that?
Of course.
Yeah. Little Big League, another one.
Oh, Little Big League is fire.
Fire. That's kind of like Rookie of the Year.
Yeah. I mean, I guess we're throwing Disney movies, and technically, like, Brink and all those movies are technically sports movies. All
right, I actually need your opinion on this one. What did you think of The Blind Side?
I did not like it.
I hated it.
I don't think it's good. I don't think it holds up well.
I don't think so either. I don't think so either.
Oh, I'm like, yeah. I watched it once, and I'm like,
How about Ali?
That is a sports movie. That's, like, one of my favorite movies, too.
I know. It's so good. Will's incredible in it.
But I think of it more as, like, a biopic than a sports movie.
I know. It's hard with these biopics. Does Hardball count?
Yeah. I mean, it's not, like, one of my – I wouldn't say it's, like, one of my favorites, but, mm-hmm. I mean, I've watched it. It was all right.
You weren't a fan of Keanu's performance?
Of all the Keanu performances I am a fan of, that's not one of, like, not my, that wouldn't make my Keanu top 20.
Much more of a Matrix guy.
We'll come back into, oh, man, no, Point Break.
Point Break, yeah. I mean, that's a sports movie, yeah?
Yeah? I mean, we can get real loose on the definition of a sports movie. Yeah, is there a sports movie Oscar?
There should be, if there isn't.
It should definitely be a sports movie Oscar.
Man, there's so, like, many.
That would get more. They should have that in just, like, best action movie, and then they could just, and then that way they don't have to have so damn many movies for best picture.
So Sandlot's your number one, huh?
Yeah, I mean, it's the most rewatchable movie too, as well. Like, there's no point. You could pick that movie up at any point and just keep and just watch it from any like any point in the movie, and it's perfect. It flows. It's perfect.
Well, the thing I love about it is that there's almost like two parts of the movie. Like, there's the whole scene leading up to, like, when they actually like go over the fence and get the ball, and then it's less like, all right, there's another 45 minutes here when you kind of feel like the movie's ending. So I love that about that movie.
You guys know that you forgot the best sports movie of all time.
Let's hear it.
Green Street Hooligans.
I don't think I've ever seen that.
Drake, there's no way you've never seen Green Street Hooligans.
Hold on, I'm looking it up. I'm looking it up.
Oh, this movie is so up your alley. It's insane.
Is it soccer?
It's a soccer movie. It actually takes place in they're basically some American dude goes to England to like cover
Elijah
this.
Wood.
Yeah, he's fired. He's a journalist in it to cover this club called Millwall, which is it's like a random Division 5 or some super low division team in London. Their stadium is like on the other side of the train tracks from like the government housing my aunt lives in London. It's like the grittiest movie ever. Like, dudes get killed.
I love this is like 2005, which to me was like peak era for movies. Like the 2003 to like 2007.
Peak era. It's so good.
Wow. I'm going to have to watch that.
You're going to love it.
Undercover movies that like, is it like hard to find? Is it one of those movies?
Back in 2005, I was like heavy downloading movies on like BearShare and shit. So like, I don't know if it's actually hard to find or I was just a weirdo, but I'm sure you can find. I'm sure it's on Amazon. Everything's on Amazon.
It's on Amazon. I'm looking at it now. It's on Amazon.
Joe dropped Shazam.
Shaq's greatest performance was in the finals, but this is also a good movie.
Does the first Ace Ventura count?
It's just so hard to say like if there's sports involved, is it a sports movie? Like I love that Ace Ventura movie, but like is that a sports movie?
I mean the whole thing is based around a Super Bowl ring.
I know, right?
And the kidnapping of Dan Marino.
So if it is, that should be in your top 10 for sure then.
Definitely.
Not Hoosiers. Who likes Hoosiers, man?
I was really trying to say that so somebody wouldn't feel
left out.
My man,
I do like
Lance brought up the American History X basketball scene.
That's cool. I'm laughing to the bank with that one. That's hilarious. For real though, Blue Chips. Man, I think Blue Chips is great, but holy cow, the acting in that movie is bad.
What was the other guy's name? What was the white boy's name? Ricky Rudd?
It was Ricky. I forget that. No, I always just remember I just always remember the coach going, Ricky.
then my man Tony, like they were cheating. They were buying news. They went overboard when Tony was shaving points too. Like Tony's shaving points and you guys are paying the players.
Yep. It was Ricky Rowe.
That scene where the coach is just playing the film back and forth.
Yep.
When he figures out Tony's out here cheating.
The relationship with the ex-wife or wife or whoever it was I never understood that in that movie.
It was super weird.
Super weird. Like it didn't fit the movie at all. Like he was like with her but not with her and like going to her house and she was tutoring the players or it was bizarre.
That movie has to definitely have some plot holes in it.
Yeah, not well thought out, but it kind of holds up. It holds up in 2020 for college basketball, that's for sure.
For sure. Shout out to Calbert Chaney. He was getting buckets in that movie.
Oh, that's the other thing. All those the scene with all of like those coaches, like what's his name? Like Boeheim was in there.
Yeah.
There's a couple big name coaches that I think Calipari was in it too.
So that's yeah, Blue Chips is up there. Like I said, that scene when they go find Shaq is one of the best like scenes in any sports movie.
So good.
And I just remember that coach has got that silk shirt on. That's what I remember. What else did we forget? What other Shaq movie? Isn't there another Shaq movie?
Well, Shazam is one for sure.
It's Kazam.
Yeah, Kazam.
I thought he had another one. You remember when I don't know if many people know that. Do you remember the was it Double Team with Van Damme and Rodman?
Well, there was the Disney movie Double Team.
Yeah, there's. I think it's called Double Team, but it's it's Van Damme and Dennis Rodman in like an action movie together.
That's not a sports movie, though.
I know, but just the simple fact that Dennis Rodman's in it is wild.
I do remember that movie. That movie was wild. Dennis was on some in that movie. Like, his hair was crazy.
That's what makes. I try not to date myself, like, but it's like that's like why those guys. And people, younger people don't understand when it comes to the Bulls and stuff. It's like Dennis Rodman is doing movies with Van Damme.
No,
like,
exactly.
He wasn't just like some guy on the Bulls. He was Dennis Rodman.
No, like that came out in 1997. So they probably filmed that.
That's what it was. Joe said Steel. Remember Steel with Shaq?
No, let me look that up.
Yeah, he's like it looks like RoboCop essentially, but he's like made like he like has like a steel suit. Yeah.
Yeah, he looks great. Look at Shaq. This movie looks terrible, though, I gotta say.
It's horrible. Horrible.
There's literally one scene they just keep flicking through the Google images of Shaq just wearing this outrageous outfit.
Yeah, it's terrible. It's terrible. In every way, shape, or form. I'm not gonna lie about that.
Hold on. You gotta get. What do you think it got on IMDb and Rotten Tomatoes? What do you think?
Rotten Tomatoes, I say it got a 32.
12.
Damn.
I'm sorry. I love Shaq, but I don't think I'm ever watching that.
I'm trying to remember the plot, but it was definitely some like Saturday afternoon kind of.
Oh, we didn't include this one. Uncut Gems. What'd you think of it?
It's okay. I don't really think of it as a sports movie, though.
I guess not.
It's a sports movie in sports the same game, way that, yeah, like, Ace Ventura.
Yeah, like, I hear you. It's a good game.
I was also thinking about, like, The Last Boy Scout. Just off
Last
of that,
Boy
you know.
Scout.
You've never seen The Last Boy Scout with Bruce Willis and Damon Wayne?
I don't think so. Look it up.
Well, in the middle of this movie, the main scene that this movie is based around, the Emmitt Smith character, type character.
the Emmitt Smith character.
He just was like the star running back of the 90s, whatever this guy's name was. Breaks a long touchdown run. In the middle of this run, pulls out a gun and is shooting people while running for a touchdown.
Ain't that beautiful.
and then at the end of it, kills himself when he gets to the end zone.
It's
one of the wildest scenes I've ever seen.
that sounds ridiculous. What about Jerry Maguire?
I think of Jerry Maguire as a rom-com before a sports movie.
That's crazy. Yeah, I mean, I think you're right. But like, what? Where's the cutoff? Like, what's a sports movie? Like, is it the scenes? The main scenes are about sports.
I guess I was gonna say the main like. Through line is the sports. Like, the main through line of Jerry Maguire is the relationship, like him and Renee Zellweger. It's not the like the sports thing is just kind of the sidebar.
All right, so here's what's got to be a sports movie. All right, the climax has to have sports related to it.
There you go.
I think that's got to be the definition.
That's the telltale.
Like, that's sure. Like, if you watch any given Sunday, like, it's all that last game.
Right. No, I'm with you. That's the telltale sign right there.
And that movie's just ridiculous. Like, when the eyeball falls out of its socket. That, like, haunted me as a kid. That literally haunted me as a kid.
Oh, I had a kid in my, I went to elementary school with, that was in my class, and he had a fake eye. And so he used to just take his eye out all the time. So
Like,
that was, like, his trick with the, you know, in fourth grade. Like, it was cool that he could just take his little fake eye out.
Man, so that must have been his movie, then. So that scene was crazy at the time.
What other 12% on Rotten Tomatoes is? I would like to see. I should have pulled it up. Like what sports movies have the lowest rankings? I should have put the Rotten Tomatoes ranking next to them.
We could do that. We could do worst sports movies one time.
What is the worst sport? We talked about that. What is the worst sports movie of all these ones we've kind of named?
I think we've covered some of them for sure.
Yeah. I mean, definitely Juana Man has plummeted.
Juana Man is not holding its life.
Has aged horribly. Ladybugs. If you saw Ladybugs, it's worse than Juana Man. I'm pretty like. Jesus, I'm trying to think. Those are definitely up there. I'm trying to think of
I will say the scene in Juana Man when he walks into the men's bathroom, like dressed as a woman, and just starts peeing at the urinal, like cracks me up.
Oh, that is a good one. That is a good scene. What about all of Philip Seymour Hoffman's scenes in Along Came Polly? That's enough. The one basketball scene is that should make any list.
I agree.
That might be my favorite basketball scene in any movie.
Philip Seymour Hoffman is the GOAT. Do you include like poker in sports movies, like Rounders?
Nah. There are some fringe ones like that. Like I said, I can't do it.
It makes sense. Gotta cut the line somewhere.
Is Rounders just a drama then?
I guess it's drama. I mean, let's see what they listed as. Come on. People above our pay grade, give it a score. Drama crime. I don't know what the crime is, but I guess undercover poker games is the crime.
Yeah, I'm not thinking there are plenty of gambling movies.
I'm a sucker for heist. I would do this for heist any day.
Heat, number one always.
Heat's great.
Like I said, we were always doing sports debates, but I really was wanting to get off of, like, now that basketball season's over, I wanted to get off of doing those and just get kind of into, like, more general stuff. So we could definitely do, like, heist movies or, like, I'm a cinephile. I watch movies all day, every day. So, but I'm trying to think what are, like, fringe sports movies that we wouldn't really consider. I mean, I liked Invictus. It's random, but
Invictus was good.
I didn't think it was horrible.
I like Damon a lot, and Morgan Freeman is obviously great too, so I enjoyed it.
Here's a good fringe one. Is Gladiator a sports movie?
Gladiator. I mean, if you take yourself back in time, sure. I guess.
Could be one.
What about what's it called with Mark Wahlberg? Was it Invincible? What was that movie?
Yeah, I didn't. Yeah, I mean, I think I watched it once. And it wasn't. I mean, it was a movie.
Yeah, it was a movie. It was a sports movie.
Yeah, Lance, I had the same thought. Is Fight Club a sports movie?
I lean no.
We're stretching the line on that one.
I lean no. I mean, I love that movie, but I lean no.
Did you guys ever see The Great White Hype?
Great White Hype? I don't think so.
Yeah. It's got Samuel L. Jackson, Peter Berg, Damon Wayans.
I mean, all I got to say is this movie poster that I'm looking at right now of it, with Samuel L. with a cigar in his mouth, boxing gloves around his neck, wearing a white suit, with a nice little vest and a giant cross on his chest. I think I'm going to have to watch this because this looks right up my alley.
It's fucking hilarious. Jamie Foxx is like his number two.
Oh, Jamie. So do you know about the Jamie Foxx Tyson movie?
That they're making it, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I that's like the movie I've been waiting for like years now.
I'm not the biggest Jamie Foxx fan in the world. But I am looking forward to it.
So, like, any given Sunday, you don't like Willie Beeman?
Nah, he brought, like, he was, I like him in movies. I just never really liked, like, his TV show and just his general persona, but when he's an actor, he's fine. Like, I don't dislike Jamie Foxx, the actor. I dislike Jamie Foxx.
So if I asked you Will Smith or Jamie Foxx, you're going Will?
All day, every day.
I hear that. I don't disagree. I don't disagree.
No. It's the whole he tries too hard to sing thing that turns me off about Jamie Foxx.
I just think it's going to be fascinating to compare Will with Ali to Jamie Foxx with Tyson.
Right, right. It'll be interesting. I mean, damn, Jamie's older than Mike Tyson, isn't he? So right. I don't, like, I'm interested to see how that's going to look on film.
He's now the Tyson voice, though, if you've, like, heard his stand-up.
Oh, no, he's killed that. He's killing that. That's going to be fine. What other sports movies are there?
Oh, Hurricane Season. I haven't thought about that one in a minute. You ever see that?
I've seen it once. And I don't think I saw it, like, I don't think I saw a good copy of it.
I'm sure that's one of those movies that's tough to find right now.
I think that was a barbershop classic.
I think so.
Right there, for sure. I feel like we were missing a random Texas football movie.
Well,
Friday Night Lights, I guess.
Yeah, Friday Night Lights, yeah.
I mean, anything with Billy Bob in it, I'm pretty much sold on.
I can't believe you're not a Longest Yard guy.
I like the old one better than the new one.
Woo! Wow. Wow.
Yeah. Give me Burt Reynolds.
I mean, Burt Reynolds is in both.
you know what I mean.
I know. Oh, you know, we didn't talk about Semi-Pro. What'd you think of that?
Oh, man, we forgot Semi-Pro. That is – I have a Jackie Moon jersey, so I have to
– All right, that's –
I'm mad at myself for forgetting that.
I think we need a revised top 10 after kind of running through these.
Moxon.
Yeah.
But, is Semi-Pro actually, like, a good movie?
I mean, it's a comedy with sports.
Like, I would put – like, it's not better than Talladega Nights, you know, even in the Will Ferrell.
No.
I would almost argue
basketball versus NASCAR. You know, we lean more basketball for sure.
The absurdity of the NASCAR though is what makes that movie
exactly.
So now that I'm Days of Thunder.
That was
one of those movies that I loved in the 90s.
Let me look that up.
I love Days of Thunder with Tom Cruise in it and Nicole Kidman.
Oh, is that a NASCAR movie?
Yeah. And Robert Duvall, oh, no, that movie is great, man.
Did you ever see Basketball Diaries?
I have, yes, I have. With Leo.
I never saw it. Never saw it.
There's very little basketball in it.
No, you hate to see that.
Trust me, the first time I saw it, I was bewildered.
I mean, the picture of Leo just, like, standing in a suit and tie, you're hoping for a little bit more.
I thought I was going to get to see Leo hoop. Like, that's what I went there for. It's definitely not about that at all.
Got games like one of your. It's like your favorite basketball movie.
Yeah, I mean, it's a fire movie. Like, it's a well shot. Just that opening scene, showing the goals from, like, that sets the tone for everything. Like, that is one. That's one of the best, like, scenes, man. It sets the tone for, like, the Hooper. That just wakes up the Hooper in me.
So, like, 80% of that movie to me, like, is spot on. The Denzel love interest to me is weird.
Yeah, it doesn't exactly fit, but I guess they had to do something for, like, he has to be doing something. I guess it's one of those things of, like, well, what's Jake doing in his spare time?
Exactly.
When he's not, you know, trying to convince his son to do these things. So, I guess, I mean, it makes sense. It's just, like, I guess a better use of his time, but... I mean, beating up pimps, is that what you want to do?
I love that scene when he's in the he's in the store picking up the Jordans, and the guy's like giving him the shoes. I'm like, that scene is still sits with me today.
Oh, that's Rick Fox with the cameo. Big
Rick
State.
Fox is a superstar.
Rick Fox is the man on very, very, very. Rick Fox has lived a good life in LA. I know that, but
definitely.
Being Rick Fox.
So of this Lakers team, who's the Rick Fox of it right now?
Who's the Rick Fox
of this Lakers team? Is it Caruso?
I feel like Caruso's probably surprised with some things. It's got to be Kuzma.
Yeah. I mean, I'm saying, like, who's the guy who will ride the success of this title as, like, a role player to, like, greater Kuzma. L.A. success? You think it's Kuzma?
Kuzma. The thing about Kuzma that's crazy to me is that, like, Kuzma, if Kuzma's not nearly as good as you think he is, like, you got to understand, like, he's a guy, he has, like, a Puma deal. And all these other stuff. And he's like, he's a role player who averaged like 13 points a game.
Yeah, if Kyle Kuzma was on the Sacramento Kings, I don't think anyone would be talking about him.
You know what I'm saying? Like, he's just like, he, trust me, I feel like he's leveraged this LA situation better than anybody. And like, you know, he was averaging like 20 a game last year, but it's like 2 years ago when they had Lonzo still. And it's like, yeah, well, they were terrible.
Terrible.
Like, you know what I mean? So I would say Kuzma for sure. I say Caruso is going to parlay it into like the most, like use this to get the most money. But Kuzma's going to be in our lives for the next 10 to 15 years now because of this.
It's tough to live in that reality.
I mean, I feel like every team's got that one guy though. They're just going to ride this out until the end of time. So
more power to Kuz, I guess.
I mean, I'm not mad at him. I mean, he's a champ now. I saw a tweet the other day that said that the nobody's milked the championship more than the 2009 Celtics.
Seriously.
So.
Seriously.
Those guys. I mean, and Mbutu, like they're gonna ride that until the end of time. I feel like we're missing. We're still, even after all that, we're still missing one and two sports movies. I guess the Hurricane with Denzel, that would count. I guess, mm-hmm. Man, yeah. Is there any real – the movie with Jake Gyllenhaal where he's the boxer?
Shia LaBeouf was in a tennis movie. Oh, We Are Marshall? We talked about that?
Oh, with Matthew. And McConaughey in that? Yeah. Yep.
But again, what's that's the Jake like Gyllenhaal movie? It's hard.
What's the Jake Gyllenhaal where Rachel McAdams gets killed and he's the boxer?
Is that Southpaw?
Yeah, yeah, that's a good sports movie.
Yeah.
If you want to call it. I guess, yeah, that's a sports movie. It's still about that, like, the fighting part of it.
Man, that's hard to include them in this category, what we're talking about.
Right. Sunset Park. Justin, that's a good one.
Sunset Park. I've never seen it.
Yeah, it's like Coach Carter a little bit. Like the original Coach Carter.
You know, that's how you know Coach Carter is good, because everyone says it's like Coach Carter.
Yeah, it's like the best. Well, the way back or whatever, the way back is Coach Carter. It's just Ben Affleck Coach Carter. Like, they're all in that same Coach Xavier movies of, you know, he got him to go to class and give a damn about their grades.
And when I asked my brother about the way back, I was like, how was it? And he goes, you mean Coach Affleck?
That's all.
I'm like, all right, I guess I'm not seeing that.
The only thing I want to know is, like, are there, like, actual scenes of him playing basketball?
I mean, he's the coach in it, right?
Yeah, but, like, does, you know, is he, like, trying to show him how, you know, is there a moment where he, like, has to prove himself? Like, oh, okay, coach made another thing.
Yeah, I think it's like that movie, like, here's the white coach who's got a troubled past coming in trying to prove himself. we've seen this movie a million times.
That's what I was getting at. We've run it. I feel like we've covered every major one. I'm just trying to double check.
We got to go from a top 10 to a top 50. Needs to
we
be a
rattle
thesis or
these
something.
Things off. Think ones I will pass on. Fighting with my family, that was not good.
No, bad.
Uncle Very Drew.
Bad. Ah. Bad also. Bad.
Foxcatcher, that was just super weird.
Weird, yeah. But that was Steve Carell, right?
Yeah, that was super weird. The Fighter. Oh, I forgot about The Fighter with Wahlberg and Christian Bale. That's a good one. And yeah, that's a real good one.
All right, well, I'm about to hop off. Appreciate you.
Last one I'm going to say, Goon.
Yeah, Goon was great. Goon was great. That's a hot
one. And Goon, too. And Goon was the second one I just saw a couple months ago. All right, Drake. Well,
I'm down to do this with a different topic. We don't have to do sports.
Oh, man, I'm always, like I said, I'm going to start switching this up now in between probably here and free agency. So, all right, you know, we're on here every Wednesday, man. We're knocking this out, so I'll be here.
All right. Sounds good. Talk to you soon.
All right, man. Yep. All right, guys, anybody else got a movie they want to add or anybody want to come up here and talk about some of these movies we've talked about? I feel like we've covered damn near everyone. So really, I guess, like, more and more we delved into it, I mean, some great sports movies. This top five, top 10 could have definitely been, you know, top 20, top 30. A lot more depth to the sports movie category as I thought. A lot of movies that, you know, got some parts right, whether it be the sports part of it or the storyline being better. But very rarely do you get movies that fit both of those criteria. So I'm gonna stick by most of my top 10 picks, but definitely some room, some adjustments that can be made, some revisions that can be made. So, but if you guys don't have anything to add, I think we're gonna sign off. Like I said, we're here every Wednesday at 7 o'clock. Changing, like I said, now that basketball season's over and, you know, baseball's over, football's kind of just dragging. Not exactly sure where we're going to go with this, but I want to get out of sports and kind of get into more of the culture and stuff like that. And just talking, you know, shooting the shit about certain, you know, other things going on in the world and what you guys think. So, we'll be back. Be on the lookout for the topic for next week, and, see you guys next week.